Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
John McClain is a Hall of Fame writer, voter, does it all. 45 years for the Chronicle, covering the NFL, also on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, and a Baylor alum, Waco native, and all around just amazing at what he does. So, John, the Cowboys announced that a day with training camp was going to open up in Oxnard. Is there anyone that will not host the normal type, access to training camp this year that you know of?
Well, first of all, Major League Baseball is relaxing its rules to allow the media back around the batting cage before games, in the dugouts, in the locker rooms. And the NFL is not letting us in the locker rooms. They're using COVID-19 as an excuse to keep the media out, which, of course, makes it more difficult to do our jobs. And if unvaccinated players can be in the locker room, why can't media have been vaccinated two times? So football away from the locker room. And most training camps don't allow people, media, in the locker rooms. I've only seen a couple that do. That's for regular season. But, you know, the Cowboys last year had more crowds than anybody else. The governor allowed teams here to do that. The Texans cut way back, and it's probably good because they might not have sold those tickets anyway, as bad as they were. But I think as long as your state allows you to do that, everybody wants to be as up to snuff as they can be, because even though the league made money last year, they didn't make as much money. So the franchises didn't take a dip, of course. But it looks to me, from like watching baseball and going to a couple of Astros games, and I was in Nashville this past weekend co-hosting a cancer fundraiser with Jeff Fisher and Eddie George, and I didn't see anybody wearing masks anywhere, even though signs were on every door. If you've been vaccinated twice, you don't have to wear your mask. But if you hadn't, wear your mask. So that meant everybody in Nashville has been vaccinated twice, right? Yeah.
People are so honest, John. I mean, you gotta trust human beings. They're never.
It's almost like you were an outcast if you were wearing a mask up there, and people were wall to wall downtown partying. And so, I don't. Other than in Canada, and it's amazing that the Blue Jays are still having to play in Buffalo. I noticed the Montreal Canadiens are in this round, and they're letting them play on their home ice. And I'm guessing that would mean the Blue Jays would get to go back home this season. But Canada is still pretty much locked down.
John, do you expect to see any kind of final decision soon on the continuing negotiations about OTAs, which have the attitude towards them has changed, I thought, pretty rapidly this offseason from the players? Do you think that that's something that they'll change going forward, or that's just something that's a post-COVID dust-up?
Well, the union wants the players to do as little as possible. And last offseason, because of COVID-19, no team was able to have an off-season program except virtually. Players worked out on their own. Then when training camp came, they had work at training camp, but no preseason games. And as the union pointed out, it was still a great season. You know, players were put in quarantine, players missed time on COVID-19, but because they changed the rules on injured reserve, 16 practice squad members, including veterans, the NFL did a tremendous job to pull off the season without a real hitch. They had to move some games around, but did not have to extend the season like many of us thought they would. And so the union saying, well, hey, let's do it again. Our guys don't need to report. One of the things the Texans did, and they've taken a lot of criticism about it here, after the first four-week conditioning program for phase two and phase three of the off-season programs, those are the times you're on the field with coaches. The union encouraged players do not show up. So David Culley, the new Texans coach, met with some veterans and said, if you can get the players to come for this next month and we get accomplished what we want to, which was mostly mental, and we'll cancel a three-day minicamp. Minicamp's just an extension of OTAs, patty cake football, as I call it. And so the veterans said, okay, they had great attendance for a month, and he canceled a minicamp last week. And a lot of people are saying, well, how can a team so bad not do the work? Well, they're not paying attention. Do you get a lot of players for 4 weeks and none for three, or do you get some players for 4 weeks and all but Watson for 3 days? To me, it's a no-brainer. But the union's going to keep pushing. And a lot of people have said if the union pushed in the collective bargaining agreement negotiations like they have for less work, they would have come out way better than they did in that last CBA.
So, John, Xavier Howard is not showing up at minicamp because apparently he's wanting contract restructuring. He just signed the new deal that made him the highest paid corner at one time just 2 years ago, or less than actually 2 years ago, back in 2019. Now I think he's like the sixth or seventh highest paid cornerback. What are your thoughts on that situation? And just what are your thoughts in general when guys sign contracts and then less than 2 years later, there's already, you know, some reworking that they're wanting to be done?
Well, first of all, players under contract get cut anytime by teams. So I want players to get everything they can get. But I don't blame a team like the Texans didn't want to give DeAndre Hopkins a $10 million a year raise with 3 years left on his contract. So they traded him in what looks like a bad deal. It has been so far. And Xavier Howard had 10 interceptions. This has been a long time since a cornerback's had that many interceptions. And people look at that as he played great. Others would look at it and say, man, they're sure throwing at him a lot.
Right.
And so I'd be stunned if Miami's going to redo that deal again so quick. So he's missed. He'll be fined $93,080 if they choose to fine him because he's under contract. You do not have to fine a player who doesn't show up. There were some people out there who said, well, the Texans canceled their minicamp so they didn't have to fine Deshaun Watson. And I'm like, learn the rules. Have a clue. You don't have to fine a guy if he doesn't show up. So Xavier Howard, I guess he's making a statement. I'd be stunned if Miami did that, because if you do a contract with multiple years left, as soon as you do it, other agents will be calling and saying, hey, I want my guy redone too.
We were asking this question, when you think about Baylor players and longevity or sustainability, obviously Mike Singletary, and there were more back in the day than there are now, because we've seen some that have flamed out for whatever reasons. Santana Dotson had a really nice career. And now Xavier Howard's having a nice career. We tried to piece together the timelines. Who are we missing among, like, those who had sustainability and were also good in that stretch? I'm sure you would know.
You guys are missing the greatest snapper in NFL history.
I was thinking of him.
John Weeks of the Texans.
Yep.
Who every time I say he's the greatest snapper in NFL history on the radio, they all go, sick of me. Yeah, right. I said, the guy hasn't had a bad snap in 11 years. And when I bring that up to him, he keeps telling me I'm jinxing him. I said, you've been saying that for 5 years, and you haven't had a bad one yet. Maybe it keeps you on your toes. There have been a lot of players in Baylor over the last 10 years who get drafted like Corey Coleman high, and they bomb out.
Yep.
And but I think, and I don't know why, other than teams like keeping the big powerhouses, they like drafting their players, keeping their players. But to me, as we all know, the greatest offensive player history is RG3, and the greatest defense is Mike Singletary. And I think there should be a statue of Mike Singletary somewhere out there with RG3.
We just had Mike Singletary on yesterday.
Yeah, we had Mike on yesterday. He was unbelievable. I think he might have been as peace, mind content as I've ever heard him, John. It's amazing how he seems to be right now. I think he's finally.
Well, Mike, yeah, Mike was always a laid-back guy off the field. And it's on the field that he was a raving maniac. But you talk most players, they have to make that transformation And Mike was such a peaceful, God-fearing guy who so sometimes you had to lean into him to hear him talk. But boy, when he started talking about football and all that, he was a different kind of guy. And one of the greatest players in history. And it's an honor. The day he got drafted, he and his family were at the old Shamrock Hotel here. The Oilers always took over the ballroom for fans to come in, had a separate room for the media. And because it was Singletary, I was out by his table because I kept telling the Oilers, you've got to draft this guy. They said he's too short. And when he got drafted in the second round, he was really disappointed. And Mike doesn't even remember this. And I said, well, at least you got to stay with the Bears. And I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. He didn't. And because the Bears were awful. And then, of course, the rest is Bears history. He played on the greatest, one of the two greatest defenses in NFL history.
John, this is random, but I was curious your thoughts on the potential expanded playoff in college football with 12 teams.
I like it. The more the merrier. And because there's always so much controversy. I remember back when Baylor and TCU, I like it. I just, people say it waters it down. No, that's what they say when they add more teams in the playoffs in pro sports, like all the purists in baseball. You'd have thought they'd been set on fire the way they complained about adding a wild card team. Now it's great for baseball. And so I think that would be fabulous.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Remember, sick 'em.
That's John McClain, Houston Chronicle, Hall of Fame writer, columnist, does an amazing job. The note, Paul, before I know we got your five.